Good morning. I'm Renee Nelson. Thanks for joining us today. And one of the cool things about my job, even though I've been here for like a million years, is I still keep learning about new things that are happening and new programs that have been around for a little bit of time, but they just come onto my radar screen. And one of those is called Healthy Main Streets. How cool does that sound? And I have a couple people joining me today. Patrick Wright, the Gardner Main Street Director. Did I get that correct?
You got it.
And Ann Ball, who is the Program Coordinator for the Healthy Main Streets Program.
You got it.
Okay. I'm doing good so far. Well, thank you both for joining us today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Now, Healthy Main Streets, that has a lot of ways it could be taken. But this is kind of an interesting program about the people and the community and businesses and all being healthy together. Can you just kind of give us an idea of what the program is about?
Sure. It's really a wellness program within 19 downtown communities, and it's focusing on community wellness and also focusing on individual worksite wellness in small businesses. Maine is filled with small businesses, mm-hmm. and a lot of people nationally, the definition of small business is 500 or under employees. But in Maine, really in our downtowns, most businesses are 20 or under employees. So this program is kind of empowering our downtowns to work with their local businesses and their community members and create individual worksite wellness at the small business level and then work community-wide, making other wonderful changes that Patrick can talk about too.
So. Now, one of the things when I was reading about this program is this isn't something that's been a big national program that's been picked up here in Maine. This is something that is kind of Maine grown.
It is.
It started right in a community in central Maine.
Skowhegan, Maine.
Wow.
It did, yep.
Way to go, Skowhegan.
Skowhegan really was the pilot for this project. There were some great community leaders and public health officials that started thinking about how do you work with small businesses and get them thinking about their health. They often can't afford health insurance, and they, you know, may just not have the tools available to them to learn about what to do to be healthy in the workplace. And in the downtown. So that's where it started. And then that led to conversations between the Maine Development Foundation and the Maine Downtown Center, which is who I work for, and MCD Public Health, which is our public health partner in this program.
But so this is also good for the healthy business growth, too, because if you have healthy, happy employees,
it
all kind of ties together, doesn't it?
Absolutely. In fact, that's kind of what we say all along with this project, that if our downtowns are healthy and our businesses have healthy employees, more people will want to live there, work there, visit there. So absolutely, having less absenteeism and having more what's called presenteeism. So when you're less presenteeism, anyway, so I'm mixing up my terms, but just making sure that even if someone's at the workplace and they have a backache, sometimes they're not as productive. So they may be present, but they're not really able to work. So it's really trying to help, again, those small businesses and give them the tools and the downtowns.
Now, Patrick, you're with Gardner Main Street.
Yes.
And so Gardner's one of the 19 communities that is involved. How does it work in Gardner? Because I imagine for every community, it's a little bit different depending on what that downtown has to offer.
Sure.
And Gardner has such a beautiful downtown. What are you guys doing?
You know, it's crazy. When we first heard about this program, it took some vision to think about how that would work within the context of our program, because typically a downtown revitalization program has been about historic preservation, it's been about business development, bringing business in, making sure that we're having fun times and rallying the community around the downtown. And then it clicked for a bunch of us that we spend so much time on the business and the community and the buildings, but the real heart and soul of a community is the people who work there, the people mm-hmm. who are coming downtown and are contributing to that community. And so this was a great opportunity to focus on a different part of the health of a community, of a downtown. And really, it's about creating a whole ecosystem. And so for us, there's been a couple projects that we've undertaken, which are really the exciting part about this. You know, there was quite a bit of getting organized and that sort of thing. And fortunately, a lot of businesses stuck through that stuff. And we'll talk, you know, I understand why that stuff happens. But really, at the end of the day, folks want to be healthy. They want to be encouraged and they want to form this community. And so that's been a great unexpected outcome of this as well, has been these other businesses who might have otherwise not been associated with each other buckling down to do the work and build their own sort of internal policies within their work sites, but also then create some community cohesion as well. So one of the activities that we've been doing since the new year is a walking train. So we have a competition right now. Well, it's actually not a competition. It is a tracking way to make sure that you are being active during the day.
Because weren't people taking part in this? Wasn't everyone given a pedometer?
That's correct.
To track how far they were walking?
Exactly.
You had a goal.
We have
a goal.
The goal is to go from the Maine and New Hampshire section of the Appalachian Trail. And we started at the New Hampshire-Vermont border. And you track your steps every day, put it in at the end of the month, and can track how far you make it along that path. And so between January 1st and May 31st, if we figured out if you do about 7,500 steps a day on your pedometer, then you can reach that goal.
And that is really cool.
It is really cool. And you don't think about it as you're going about your daily work, how active you're being necessarily, and that you would actually go that far. But it's been a transformative experience for me personally to wear this, because, you know, there are days that go by and all of a sudden you're at the end of the workday and you check out your pedometer and you say, whoa, I've only gone 3,000 steps today. I have been sitting on my can all day, and I know that that's not healthy. And for those of us who are looking to be healthier, maybe shed a couple of the winter pounds, it's a really helpful reminder. And it's less about the exact steps that you're doing and meeting those goals, but it's about being more aware of your activity throughout the day.
And a walk will also kind of get the cobwebs out of your brain, too. I mean,
no doubt.
Get middle of the afternoon, either a cup of coffee or going for a walk, I'm thinking a walk's probably going to serve you a little bit better.
It is. And so what we've actually doing a walking train that goes throughout downtown, the same route, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 11:45, we meet out in front of Rennie's and we start walking. And we encourage not only those who are part of our wellness group, but anyone in the community who just wants to join. And that's been great to get those cobwebs out and to sort of set the lunch hour right so that you can come back for your afternoon and be ready to be really proactive and productive. But it's also created some opportunity for discussion and conversation amongst the community members. It's really great.
I think a sense of bonding.
Absolutely.
For businesses who may be like, oh yeah, I know Dave. Hi, Dave. But now you're all invested in this together, and this is a something you're all in on.
Definitely.
Absolutely. And I would just add that it's great to hear Patrick talk about this, because this program was new to our 19 communities. And Patrick can now articulate and use wellness language and understand things about the importance of walking and share that with his businesses and the community members. And the communities and business members are also thinking about walking meetings, healthy food and beverage at meetings. Like, so it extends to so many different areas as well.
And that's going to extend home, too.
Absolutely.
To families and children. I mean, it has a really wonderful trickle-down effect. Now, one of the things I thought was so cool about these programs, which are going on in downtowns, because, you know, Maine's fairly rural, and in the winter, it's really hard to walk. And our downtown areas are so beautiful because they have generally have these really nice wide sidewalks that you can go for a walk and do so fairly safely.
Yeah.
So that's really
cool. We were the butt of several jokes at the national level about the fact that only in Maine would you decide to start a walking program in the 1st of January.
Well,
there's been, but it's. I think that was, it's a badge of honor that I wear as well. And, you know, tromping through some snowbanks, and I think we will see an uptick in participation for walking. But you're right, you know, we've committed to downtowns and those communities that have chosen to keep their sidewalks in good shape and plowed many times. times, that's about the only place you can walk outdoors in the winter in regular shoes without having snowshoes on.
Right, exactly.
And so it's a great meeting spot, and you know, we've got to make it through the winter one way or another. So this is to me it's a badge of honor that we wear for sure.
And literally last week, I think we shared a post on our Facebook page with our downtowns and anybody else talking about how to keep the sidewalks clean just for this reason, because, you know, a lot of the towns have to work closely with their municipalities and, you know, all those relationships which someone like Patrick has in place. But sometimes it's a little hard when we've had as snowy a winter as we've had.
I will say yak tracks. They work very well when you want to go for a walk.
There we go.
Now, Gardner's one of the communities, but there's 18 others?
Yep, there are.
Okay.
You ready for the list?
I'm going to challenge you.
Okay.
What's the list?
I've been to all of them almost twice, you should know. So, okay, Presque Isle and Eastport, Machias, Waterville, Dover, Foxcroft, Skowhegan, Rumford, Saco, Biddeford, Kennebunk, Augusta, Rockland, Belfast, Norway, Eastport, Gardner, Lisbon, Brunswick, and Bar Harbor. And
fantastic.
10 of those are part of the National Main Street Program, which means that they operate through the main downtown center using the four-point approach, which is something Patrick alluded to. And they really do focus on historic preservation, downtown events, economic development and restructuring. And, you know, that's kind of those, they have staff. Whereas the other nine communities are what are called network communities. They are the little sister to the Main Street program. And they are run all by volunteers.
Oh, wow.
And they are sometimes based in the municipality and sometimes through a volunteer organization like Envision Rumford is one example. And so they are, like I said, the little sister. They're not Main Streets yet, but hopefully someday they will be.
Yeah, because all those communities you mentioned, at least the ones I've been to, have all really kind of interesting downtown areas.
You betcha.
Those areas that I want, like when I think of Gardner or downtown Augusta, that is, has that just that old kind of charm to it, for lack of a better word.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. Now, you said this got kind of started in Skowhegan. How long ago was this? Because as we're talking about this, this seems like a very developed, sophisticated program at this point. How old is this program?
I think Skowhegan was 3 or 4 years ago. Mm. This grant that is working in the 19 communities that is kind of the evolution out of Skowhegan is about 14 months into a 2-year grant, or 15 months. Yep.
So what's this is?
This
fairly
is it.
New.
It is fairly new. And nationally, you mentioned, you know, what are people thinking? And nationally, people are like, this is so cool. We can't believe this is happening, that you're actually trying to, you know, integrate public health and wellness and worksite wellness into economic development and community and downtown development work. So nationally, people are really looking at this for how are you doing it in Maine?
Well, I think it was really wonderful you mentioned, because, you know, we're talking about small businesses, and sometimes there's not always the resources there to provide a big health and wellness program. And it's not because the business doesn't care about
sure,
its employees.
Absolutely.
There can be financial obstacles to that for a small business. But what a great way to show you do care, that to make your employees feel important.
And for the businesses who cannot afford health benefits, for example, a wellness program is the cheapest health benefit you can provide. And so, you know, we see that typically your Unums, your Pine States, your larger companies throughout the state are able to provide health insurance as well as a wellness program. And so this gives access to those smaller businesses, sometimes a mom and pop shop, one or two person who just they can't afford to offer. It's not that they don't want to, exactly like you said, it's that they can't financially make it work. And I just wanted to add that, and maybe you can talk a little bit, Anne, about this is the nation is looking at Maine right now. We're this is not only new; it's new throughout the country. We're a national model. It's really a pilot project, and so you know this is funded by. For those of you who are interested, is funded by the Center for Disease Control. Maybe you can talk a little bit about that, Anne, if you want to.
Yeah, sure. The Centers for Disease Control has a community transformation grant program, and it's It's a 2-year program, and it literally was something we applied for and got, and that's how this really actually was able to be born. And most of the money is going to these 19 communities to really set up wellness programs, provide incentives to the small businesses, provide farm shares from the local CSA or the farmers market. I mean, really all sorts of ways to really focus on increasing physical activity, increasing access to healthy food and beverages, and then creating a tobacco-free environment. Those are kind of the three objectives we're focusing on. And the CDC has not ever, I think I'm all right in saying that, funded a development organization, an economic development organization. They are funding typically, you know, community hospitals, the main CDC, and this was really kind of a step out for everybody to try this.
Yeah, because coming at it from an economic point of view, at first it's like, huh? But it makes complete sense when you stop and think about it, because you need those employees to be healthy and happy to be productive in your business.
Right.
Now, Healthy Main Streets is part of the Maine Development Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And that is correct?
Yep. It's actually part of the Maine Downtown Center, which is part of Healthy Maine Development Foundation.
Now, there's a lot of other things that are going on. When I first read about the program, I'm like, oh, okay. Then when I saw where it's coming from, there's a whole lot of other programs that overall are helping Maine businesses and communities.
Absolutely. The Maine Development Foundation is an economic development nonprofit organization that's really founded by a statute from our state government. And they have other programs in addition to the Maine Downtown Center. They have something called Leadership Maine, mm-hmm. which many business leaders in Maine have participated in. And it's really a way to keep leaders in Maine, business leaders, excited about the work that they're doing and staying in Maine and being innovative and productive and whatnot. And then there's the Maine Economic Growth Council, Policy Leaders Academy, which trains our legislatures and education leaders experience, which is part of Leadership Maine, and it focuses on training principals and superintendents in leadership skills. So a lot of different events and programs at the Maine Development Foundation.
But all about developing Maine.
Absolutely.
Well, this is fantastic. I'm really glad to have learned about this program. Glad to see it's going so well in Gardner. I hear it's going quite well in Augusta and Waterville, Skowhegan. Like I said, all these wonderful communities that have these really cool downtowns with great sidewalks to go walking in on. So thank you guys for coming in and talking about this and helping to keep us happy and healthy.
Well, Renee, thank you so much for inviting us to the radio station and really understanding the program and embracing it.
Yeah, thanks so much for your interest.